Shal koach. It's really a pleasure to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. I would like first to thank our special friends here in Chicago. Chicago was the first base of Eretz Chemda in all the United States. And I would like to thank our friends, first of all, Joel Jacobson and Jenny, and all the Jacobson family, the Abel family, Bernie Newman, who is one of the very, very first friends of Eretz Chemda here, Mr. Sutker, and everyone, if I didn't mention the Brandmans, for sure, and all the good friends, especially Acharon Chaviv, Mr. Shel Bellows, who helped us to establish the Eretz Chemda Batei Din system, and I will speak about it later. Thank you all so much. I wish the RZC to flourish and to bring more of this spirit to this very important city here in the United States. With your kind permission, I will try to explain how I am seeing the place of religious Zionism in the life of the State of Israel, in the life of the Jewish nation, especially after this special summer that every Jew everywhere got the feeling that something special is in the air. And you know, as religious Zionist people, we are speaking about Torah Israel, Am Israel, and Eretz Israel. And I will try to bring you some thoughts from my position as a head of a Torah center of learning, as a Av Beit Din, and as somebody who took the responsibility on his shoulders to bring more Torah to more people all over the world. And now it's also the time to thank Rabbi Brand for the partnership. I was one of the establishers of Torah Mitzion Kollelim about 15 years ago. And I think that they are doing here, Rabbi Brand and all his rabbis together with him is doing here a wonderful job, and I wish them also to bring more Torah to more people here in Chicago and to be an example for many others. Be'atzlacha. Moray v'rabotai, what is the meaning of Torah and Torah leadership in our days? We know that Torah was always something important. The Midrashim are speaking even about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Some 100 years before Matan Torah, as learners of Torah. But in every generation, the Torah learners have a special place in the life of the Jewish nation. And I will try to explain what makes Torah learning, according to the way of religious Zionism, something more special in our generation. And I will try first to explain a very unique point in learning Torah. When you are learning Torah, first of all, you want to understand what your I will call it your teachers, your Rosh HaYeshiva, your mentors, in all generations in the past, said in this field of Torah. And thank God, it's a lot of material. But this is not enough. Because our sages told us, Bechol yom yiyu be'enecha kachadashim. Every day you need to look at Divrei Torah like that we are dealing with something very new. But we know that Torah was given to Am Yisrael more than 3,500 years ago. So how you can say about Torah that it's something new? Especially in our generation, that one of the most strongest principles in halacha is Chadash Asur min HaTorah. The answer is that to learn Torah is not, and it was only a joke, no one smiled when I said it, but you can make tshuva later. To learn Torah is not only to repeat the words of our sages is very important. But we have a very nice midrash who is telling us what is the meaning of the word Israel, Am Israel? Israel Rashei Tevot. Yesh Shishim Ribo Otiyot LaTorah. If you will count the letters in the Torah, you will not arrive to the number 600 of thousands. So what is the meaning of it? Yesh shishim ribo otiyot LaTorah. This is Rashei Tevot of Israel, of Am Israel. It means that every Jew can find his special way in learning Torah. It means that creativity is something very fundamental and very basic in learning Torah. To learn Torah is not only to repeat what was written before us. We dedicate our life to continue the work of our sages. We are not going to change the conclusions of the Gemara, of the Shulchan Aruch, etc. But everyone who wants to learn Torah in depth have not only the privilege, but the obligation to try to find a new way of learning Torah. Everyone according to his stage. Somebody can find something. And another one, a big scholar in Torah, have the privilege to do it every day. But it's not only a privilege, it's an obligation. And when we are educating our children, we are educating them to be 100% with the obligation to what was written in the past. But in the same time, we must give them the way to say new things with responsibility. But this is also a very important part of learning Torah. And in first glance, it seems that it's much easier to teach people not to think, But if you are really believe in what is the power of Torah, if you really believe that your obligation is to be a part of renewing Torah every day, בכל יום יהיו בנגח חדשים, in our institutions of Torah learning, we must support and encourage not only the knowledge, but also the ability of being creative. Yes, in first glance it seems to be much more dangerous, but this is the future. This makes Torah much more beauty. This makes Torah much more interesting. We cannot tell our children, you know, when you are learning science, try to be creative. When you are learning art, try to be creative. But when you are learning Torah, be careful. Yes, we need to be careful. We need to go in the footsteps of our forefathers. We need to go in the footsteps of our mentors. But we need in the same time to have the desire to find new things. And to be partners, not only students of our forefathers. And there is a lot of sources that this is what Hashem is asking us when we are learning His words. And this was the way of our sages in every generation. Rabbi Akiva was not only repeating the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Midrash is telling us that once Moshe Rabbeinu came to visit the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Akiva, and he didn't understand about what they are speaking. But he was, in bottom line, he was so satisfied. This is really the real way and the authentic way and the way of our forefathers in all generations in the past. The Amoraim didn't repeat the words of the Tanaim. They had the obligation to go in the footsteps of the Tanaim. And this is the truth about every generation. And I have the feeling that in our generation we didn't pay enough attention to this part of Limud Torah. We need not to teach our students what to think, we need to teach them to think. And now, with your kind permission, I will go one point farther. When somebody is learning Torah, first he is learning. If he became and he achieves the next level, he became also he got the ability not only to learn and to teach Torah, but also to give a psak halacha. And every rabbi needs to face this challenge in his life. Somebody is like Rabbi Gedalia Schwartz, who is giving pisak halacha to many, many rabbis and batei din all over the states, and somebody is giving a pskelera to his own shul. So what? Everyone according to his place. But now, I want to speak, with your kind permission, about two points. When you are taking the responsibility of paskening halacha. What are you supposed to teach your students when you are teaching rabbis? There are two ways, and I'm speaking about the first point. It could be that you will teach them to try to find a problem in every solution. But the challenge is to find and to try to find solutions to every problem. And this is the way that we need to raise up the new generations of rabbis. Rabbis who will have the ability, the rabbis who will be full of Torah, full of knowledge, full of responsibility, full with the obligation to our sources, but in the same time, full with desire to find solutions to every problem and to take responsibility on their shoulders. Because it seems that the easy way is to try to find a solution according to all opinions. Morai verabotai, I can tell you that after learning many years of Torah, and I am over 20, there is no ability to find a way according to all opinions. There is no such a way of halacha. So what? Machloket, two opinions, many times three opinions and four opinions, is a Jewish way of learning Torah. And it's good. But when we are speaking about paskening halacha, you need to find the solution according to the majority of the opinions and to take the responsibility to say, yes, I know that it's not according to every opinion. But this was the way of all our sages. Not only that, with your kind permission, I will go one step further. We need to find solutions to every problem. But we need also to find solutions for the all segments of the Jewish society. It's much easier to find a solution for your neighborhood, for your group, for the unique group that you belong to. But this is the easy way. And never our sages try to find the easy way. It's not easy to be a Jew. It's wonderful to be a Jew. But we are looking and we know that we need to find a solution to all the members of the congregation, to all the sorts of congregations in our city, to all segments of the Jewish society. You know what? Let's compromise. Let's find a solution to the all Orthodox groups in our nation. It's enough for now. And I will give you two examples, or three examples. One from the field of Hilchot Eruvin. If you are going today in Yerushalayim and you pay attention, you know how many Eruvim are inside Yerushalayim? You can guess the number? I'm speaking about hundreds. Because every few houses is trying to make the best roof in the world for themselves. But what about the others? What about the meaning of making a roof for your friends and separating yourselves from the others? This is really what Hashem wants from us? To separate between Jews? And if we will not stop it, it's going to be a crazy thing. We know that if there is a Gentile inside the Eruv, you need to solve it when you are dealing with the Eruv. I'm not going to go inside the details. The rabbis know how to solve it and also how it's easy to solve it. So I saw in Yerushalayim somebody who is learning Torah all his day, and he dedicates his life, his Friday time, to go in between the houses in the neighborhood to find maybe inside the houses is not keeping Shabbat. And if somebody is not keeping Shabbat, he's like a Gentile. If he's like a Gentile, we need to solve the problem of the Eruv. This is ridiculous, Moray Rabotai. This is not what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants Jews to be together. I will give another example with your kind permission. Kashrut. Kashrut is very important. Everyone needs to do every effort to eat only kosher. But if we have in Yerushalayim at least 30 kashruyot, it means that one brother cannot eat in the home of his brother. And the two brothers is not eating in the home of their parents. This is not the way. This is not a way of halacha. This is not a way of Torah. This is not what Hashem wants from us, to my humble opinion. I will give another example. Shemitah. Shemitah is a very serious issue. Chazal spoke a lot about the strong obligation of keeping Shemitah. According to our prophets, according to Chazal, one of the reasons that the Jews left the land of Israel was because they didn't keep Shemitah. But today, for 99.99 opinions, Shemitah is midrabanan. And we still have the obligation to keep Shemitah. But how we can keep Shemitah? There is no any way of keeping Shemitah lechatchila. All the solutions are bediavad. But if somebody is coming and is offering a solution, we need to ask him two questions. You know what? Let's compromise on one question. Is your solution is a solution for Klal Israel or for your only group? And if your solution is only for a part of the Jewish society, we cannot accept it halachically. Because if we are the one who needs to give halachic solutions, we have the obligation to take care on Klal Israel. And now, I will go to another side of learning Torah. Torah is really the heart of Jewish life. A city without a center of Torah, without a yeshiva, without a place, a kollel, the ability of the people who are living in this city to keep their high level of Torah is going down. Medinat Israel needs people who are learning Torah. But again, is it a contradiction to your obligation to defend your country? Is it a contradiction to your obligation to defend your state, to defend your family? To my humble opinion, it's not a contradiction. And I can give many, many examples of people who is learning Torah 10, 12, 13, 14 hours a day, and they are also going to do their duty in the IDF. And they are not less Talmidei Chachamim than others who are not finding the way to do both. And I was very, very, very concerned last winter. Why? Because the politicians put this question on the table. And the way that they decided to solve this problem was by the way of enforcing people. It's a bad idea. Yes, everyone, and I repeat it, everyone have the obligation to serve in the IDF. But to enforce it with the law of the Knesset is not a good idea. And don't ask me how you can achieve this target without enforcing. We can solve it. And the gap between the people who went to the army and the people who are not going to the army became very, very deep. And this is a big danger to the Israeli society, and it's a big danger for the Jewish nation. Gaps between Jews is a bad idea. And I was asking myself, how we can solve it? Because the hate, the struggle became so bitter, it's not a good situation. And only Hashem can solve such a problem. And unfortunately, three teenagers was kidnapped in the beginning of the summer. A terrible situation. But by a miracle, every Jew in Israel, every Jew outside of Israel, got the feeling that he is connected to these families. That he is connected to not four mothers, but three mothers. From every segment. Everyone got the feeling that we are in the same boat. And then, unfortunately, the story with the tunnels, the story with the terror, the story with the missiles, the story with the operation, Tzuk Eitan, make the Jewish people in Israel to feel that they are really together. And everyone volunteer for the soldiers. Everyone, and I'm saying everyone, it means also from the ultra-Haredi world, send letters to the soldiers and tell them, yes, we love you. We are supporting you. We are standing behind you. We are praying for you. We are learning Torah for you. And this is the real way. Because Torah must be something which combine people, not separate Jews from one to each other. And with your kind permission, I will add some more aspects of this part of Jewish life, learning Torah. I spoke about three mothers. Everyone admired the way that these three mothers represent the hope, the prayers, and the sorrow about these three boys. And it puts again on the table the place of women in learning Torah and worshiping Hashem. And when we are speaking about religious Zionists, for sure, this is one of the most important things. I made, even though that it's not my, really, I'm not an expert in history, but I made a deep search. And I found that near Mount Sinai, 50% of the people were women. Big surprise. In our generation, thank God, Torah belongs also to women. And we need to encourage it. And we need to support it. And we need to find a way, according to Halakha, to give women also their place in learning Torah. And it's not a contradiction. We cannot encourage our daughters to go to law school or to get MD or to be experts in computers, and when it became to Torah, we will tell them, no, it's not for you. It's not working. And this is bringing us to the next point. We have the obligation to show that Torah is relevant. Torah is not something which belongs to the past. Bechol yom yu benecha chadashim means also that we need to find the way to show everyone that Torah is relevant even and more in the 21st century. And this is one of the most beautiful parts of learning Torah. To show that Torah have what to say even to the most new things and new developments in science or in economic side of life or other sides of the public face of the Jewish state. If Torah is not relevant, chas v'chalila, who wants to be in touch with Torah? And we believe that Torah is always relevant. This is the reason that we are also pro-Torah u'mada. It's not a contradiction. That somebody is learning Torah and they have also a university degree. It can make the picture much more beautiful, much more colorful. And all our sages in all generations were giants in both fields. Who is more bigger in Torah than the Rambam? Rabbi Yehuda Levi. The Maharal Miprag. You know that the Maharal Miprag was also an astronom. In Hebrew, when somebody is very spiritual, they call him astronaut. He is merachef. But I am speaking about astronom. If you will take a look on the map of the moon, you can find there Har Levi. Why? Because a scientist of his generation wants to give him honor as a scholar in science, and they called one of the mountains of the moon on his name. It's not a contradiction. You know what? I will not speak about it because it's too sad. In some parts of Israeli society, it's not only a shame to learn science, it's also a shame to work. And it's a shame to speak about it. But I'm not going to speak about it. Let's go back to our root. Torah and Mada is not a contradiction. And now, with your kind permission, to one more point. The legal system. You know that when David Ben-Gurion established the state of Israel, the chief rabbi of this time was Rav Herzog. Also, a big scholar, a giant in Torah, and also what else? He had a PhD in science. Rav Herzog. You know? The Rebbe from Chabad had also more than one university degree. And some people are thinking that he is Mashiach. Interesting. He is not. He was a gadol b'Torah. He was a giant in Torah. He was a very special man. Really a giant in every aspect. He had also university degrees, not degree. But I'm going back to Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog was the chief rabbi of the state of Israel. And he told his people, you know what? Let's prepare ourselves. The prime minister is going to call us and to ask the rabbis to be the leaders of the legal system of the new Jewish state. Because the Jewish state needs a Jewish legal system. It's not a secret. He didn't call him. Unfortunately, many Batei Din are very successful in one aspect of their work. They are very, very successful to make themselves irrelevant. Unfortunately. Unfortunately. It's a shame. A legal system is a mirror for every society. If you want to know what is going on in a society, check the legal system. The state of Israel will not be enough Jewish state without taking care about this problem. We need to offer the people a relevant system who can solve their problems in a Jewish way, but with solutions up to date. With solutions which will be, from one side, an answer to the life today, and a system which gives solutions with compassion, with sensitivity, in such a very important part of Jewish life. There is a lot of work to do in this field, and the religious Zionist movement is supposed to take a very important part to solve this issue. And you will forgive me if I will mention again Eretz Chemda. This is one of the reasons that Eretz Chemda, and thank you again, Mr. Bellows, is really putting a lot of efforts to find the way to operate a system, a legal system, which is working 100% according to Torah, with the support of Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, of Rav Nachum Eliezer Rabinovich, of Rav Yaakov Ariel. And this system is admired by all the Gdolei Torah of our generation. From every side of Orthodoxy. And we are getting very, very strong support and words of encouragement from every corner of the Jewish society. From one side, from Bnei Brak and the Haredi society in Yerushalayim, and on the other side, from the legal system of the state of Israel. Why? Because we are trying to show that you can be 100% according to Torah and in the same time relevant. In the same time giving answers to problems up to date, to modern economy. This is the challenge. A challenge that the religious Zionist movement must face and help to support and to encourage to go further. This will make the state of Israel much more Jewish. That Israel will not be only the state for Jews, but also a real Jewish state. I believe, and I hope that you will agree with me, it's not a problem here. We need to bring it outside. That if we will go on such a way, the number of the RZC in Chicago and the religious Zionists and the Mizrahi Olami, etc., the numbers will go up. Because we believe that Torah and the values of Torah are the best. We need only to open our windows, to open our doors, to open our hearts, and to bring much more Torah to much more people. Torah that people will love, Torah which people will appreciate, Torah which people will have the desire to be a part of. And this is the time to welcome Rabbi Batenki and to wish the RCA to go farther and farther in this way to bring more Jews to appreciate and to love Torah. Toda Rabbah, any question, it will be my pleasure to try to answer. Please.
It's a bit of a political question.
I'm not a politician. The separation between Torah and politics is very important also.
Then I'd still like to ask it, because you raised about how the Jewish Home had pushed through that bill earlier in the year, and it's hard for me to follow from afar Israeli politics, and I'm looking to make Aliyah in the next few years.
Baruch haba.
Who do you find more supportable, Moshe Feiglin or Naftali Bennett? I know that's a loaded question.
I am repeating my answer. I am not a politician, and I am not going to recommend any political decision, not for the public and not for the private people. I can only wish you soon to make Aliyah and to enjoy to be a part of the Israeli society and to belong to all the parts of the society.
Thank you.
Please.
Rabbi, would you care to comment on the government's conversion, their latest...
Okay, I will not speak about the political side of this issue. I will speak in general, and I will give you also my humble opinion about this issue. I will do it briefly, because we can speak about it till 12 midnight, and it will not be enough. I will start with the facts. The fact is that more than 300,000 of Israeli citizens are not recognized as Jews according to Halakha in the state of Israel. And according to Halakha, the big majority of them fall today. I'm not going to speak now about the Eretz Chemdah solution, halakhic solution to this problem. In another time, I can give a Torah lecture about this issue. This is an impossible situation. These people cannot marry according to the Israeli law. And I didn't hear about any state all over the world that citizens cannot marry according to the law. Even in Zimbabwe, you can't get married. So how it could be that 300,000 of people cannot get the permission to marry according to the Israeli law today? I'm not speaking about the problem of assimilation. If they are not Jews and they are speaking Hebrew and they are learning in the same schools, in the same yeshivot, in the same ulpanot, they are going to the IDF. In 20, 40 years from today, they will disappear inside the Jewish nation, even though that they need conversion. We must find a solution for them. And the way to solve it is, first of all, to put a lot of efforts to bring them to appreciate Torah. To give them the feeling that the Jewish society wants them as Jews. It doesn't mean that we are going to give up the halakhic aspects of it. If somebody needs a conversion, he needs a conversion. But we need, first of all, to give them the feeling that we want them, especially because of the fact that 80% of them and maybe 90% of them are coming from Jewish families. And halakhically, you need to mekarev them. The Rama is paskening in Eben Ezer that if somebody, his father is Jewish and his mother is not Jewish, he needs a conversion, but there is an obligation to convert him. So the Israeli society and the state of Israel must take it in a high priority, the challenge to find a way to do it. And how to do it? There is many ways. Unfortunately, there is not enough progress. And the law which was accepted last week, which is supported by very strong rabbis and first-class rabbis, is not enough. If you will give me the permission to speak about it, will 12, maybe 11, I will continue. Please.
Rabbi asked about, mentioned about teaching Torah to women and the importance of women learning Torah. I assume, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that Rabbi is in favor of teaching the Marat women and the Yuetzet Halakha program. My question is, what is the Rabbi's opinion, both sociologically, halakhically, women can be Yotzot Halakha, and they can be principals and teachers and learn Gemara and all this. You know, there's some rabbis in America even have started, and I've heard in Israel too, to give smichat rabbanim, to give ordination to women to become rabbis. What is the Rabbi's opinion?
You are suggesting to do it also in Chicago?
No, I'm asking about the Rabbi's opinion. Some people have done it in New York and some people have done it in Israel. I'm asking what's the Rabbi's opinion halakhically, sociologically, and you think we're going there as a society maybe many years from now?
I think that there is two fields. One field is learning Torah. And in this field, we need to support and to encourage every woman and every woman to have the ability and to learn as much Torah as she can, together with other obligations that every Jew has, and especially Jewish women. The other question is, what is the place of woman in Torah leadership? It's another question. And in this field, we must be much more careful. Let's first of all solve the first problem.
Thank you very much for coming out.